The final objective for this unit is to hypothesize how HIT may intersect with publicly available data to improve health, such as point of sale data, weather data, geographic information system data, foods, etc. I suspect that many of you have heard of the term biosurveillance, and I would also venture to guess that many of us became familiar with this term in relation to the fear of terrorist attacks. There are many different dimensions, however, and while my goal is not to do a deep dive here, I do think it is beneficial for you to think about HIT in the future as related to analysis of gigantic sets of available data. Of course, most in healthcare are busily trying to get at the data that's generated as a natural product of healthcare services, such as particularly in relation to obtaining the data necessary to achieve our quality measures benchmarks. However, there are valuable indicators that are hiding in plain sight, such as purchasing patterns in a Walmart. When sales of cough medicine or Imodium go through the roof, chances are you have an illness running across your community. When school absenteeism skyrockets, it's a pretty good indicator of some sort of community illness. While the health departments do track data and report the number of cases, for example, the flu, chances are that by the time the data is released, it's either a statement of the obvious or the disease surge has already passed. The point that Dr. Eisenbach makes, he's cited here on the slide, is that there's a lot of data out there untapped that can be used to help us with public health and ultimately personal health. He coined the term infodemiology. And the whole concept of studying what populations search upon to predict health needs, I think, is pretty clever and is being utilized today. Dr. Eisenbach's rationale for investigating this area is summed up in this quote: "The internet has made measurable what was previously immeasurable, the distribution of health information in a population, tracking in real time health information trends over time, and identifying gaps between information supply and demand."